Hello, and welcome back to Lessons Learned. This is episode 2, and this episode is going to be called Birthday. And you guessed it by the title, it is my birthday. And the first thing you're probably wondering is, hey, Amelia, why are you recording on your birthday? I just thought it was kind of like ironic that the only really free time I have to record this is on my birthday. So it's very ironic. So I was just like, the irony, I just had to. And secondly, my birthday has always been almost another day to me, or I guess treated like another day. And that's what this episode is going to be about, is why, like, to me, birthdays always just, like, suck for me, like, the actual day. Besides, like, my friends saying happy birthday to me over Facebook, it's, like, it's just a regular day to me. And we're going to get into why I even have that perception. Like, usually, like, you know, there's a significant amount of people that I know that get really hyped about their birthday. Like, it's not really that you're, like, getting older, but just, like, the day, like, you wanted to be treated special that day. And there's just all this hype around it, right? Like, it's your birthday. Everyone's like, oh my god, your birthday's coming up. Like, it's just usually treated as very special. And we're gonna get into why, like, I just don't feel that way about, like, my personal birthday. Like, when it comes to other people's birthdays, I'm, like, I get hyped for other people's birthdays. Like, I buy them gifts, like, obviously my kid, and then my friends, and, like, my sister, or, you know, like, I get hyped about people's birthdays. But as far as my own, it's just, like, I don't know if I ever will get hyped about it. Or maybe in the future, maybe, like, when my daughter gets older, it'll be more of, like, a fun thing, you know? Because right now she's only 4, so it's, like, she loves me and she knew my birthday, but, like, you know, like, she just makes me a card and, like, she just gives me hugs and kisses, and it's the sweetest person on this entire planet. Oh my gosh. But, yeah, it's just, like, that's really special right there. But as far as, like, growing up, it just never was. I never felt special on my birthday. The main reason why, I feel like the main contributing factor anyways, was, like, obviously my birthday is February 1st. Not obviously, because you're listening to this later. But my birthday is February 1st. So it is like a month after Christmas. And I said in the first episode that I am a family of 6, so I have 4 children in my family, and then my parents are together. So out of the 6 of us, like, there was a lot of sprouted birthdays throughout the year, right? And and mine happened to be, like, right after Christmas time, which, okay, so I'm gonna explain to you, like, everyone's birthdays, I guess, so it makes sense. Like, right at the bat, like, the main contributing factor was that my birthday was right after Christmas time. So, just keep that in mind, I guess. And then also, my family members' birthdays. So, my dad's and my brother's birthdays were in April. Well, they are in April. My dad's birthday is the 3rd, and then my brother's birthday is the 12th. So, April 3rd, April 12th. And then 12th. And then my mom and my sister's birthdays. My sister's birthday is August 4th. And then my mom's birthday is August 25th. And then my eldest brother's birthday is in September. I want to say it's the 14th. But I could be wrong. Or the can't be the 12th. I want to say it's the 14th. Don't quote me on that. It's the middle of September. But, so either way, all of my other family members' birthdays were in spring or summer. And everyone who's listening to this probably lives in Canada. So you're going to think in your mind, okay, what is one of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong. That happens a lot in some of my stories, just so we're aware. But, so my birthday was in winter, like the dead of winter. And with my house that I grew up in, like I grew up, like I was conceived there. We had like a bungalow, but we had like a huge backyard. It was interesting. But anyways, so right off the bat, spring and summer birthdays were awesome because we had this huge backyard to have like barbecues and like we had a deck that my dad built and like there was just like a lot of space that people could like actually like hang out and like open presents and stuff. And like with my birthday we had to be inside because it was the dead of winter, you know. So I didn't have a lot of birthday parties for one of that reason, and also a second reason is that I did not have many friends when I was a child. That's a definitely a contributing factor, is that I didn't have a lot of friends when I was growing up. But also, yeah, like I was saying, the whole dynamic of, and then like I said, it's right after Christmas time, so like my parents had just, you know, spent all this money at Christmas time, like, and it's honestly understandable, especially being a parent now, but it just kind of sucked for me because I was the person who happened to be happening to. My birthday was, they just couldn't spend or like do a big extravagant thing compared to everyone else's birthday because of the time frame. Also, you know, so like that was another, and like I'm not saying like if you listen to the first episode, you know that money isn't everything to me at all. Like it's honestly nothing. But like I'm just saying, as a child, like you see your siblings and the hype around their birthdays and like the party or and the gifts and like just the hype in general. And like I said, there wasn't really much we could do for my birthdays because of the whole inside outside issue, because we couldn't do anything outside in the dead of winter. I think one time we went bowling. That was interesting. And that's because we literally, like, I had to, like, beg kids to come to my party when I was 10. Like I said, there's another contributing factor is that I was kind of a geek when I was, like, I was a nerd. I had, like, a few friends, but, like some of them would dwindle. And, like, there was, like, a couple that, like, I would still consider them like a friend to this day, you know, like I don't have any bad blood with them. That's just like my childhood friend kind of thing. Like I have a couple of those, but as far as like, you know, I got made fun of a lot. Like I said that in the first episode too, that I got bullied, like not only at school, but like church and at camp. Cause I went to camp for a few summers when I was growing up too. So like all these different like dynamics, it just happened to be me, and like my traits got made fun of, unfortunately. So like there was a list of reasons that they come up with, but it was, yeah, I had this like, and then like the whole comparative to my other siblings thing, I had this kind of like ugly duckling complex. And the ugly duckling complex is the worst. If anyone knows the ugly duckling complex, please at me, because like you just know, especially if you have like your parents like telling you that you should be more like your siblings, essentially, and constantly like comparing you to that, like constantly. And then and also like the worst was like they would brag about like my siblings, but like next to never brag about myself, which is like, you know, you kind of get over it after a while, and like you just kind of like, I don't know, like I didn't hold it against my siblings really. Like, it's not that like I had any like bad blood with my siblings for, because my parents were, I knew that it was all my parents, right? So it's not like I'm gonna like blame my siblings. It just kind of sucked being compared, right? Especially by your own people who are raising you. Yeah, it's just like not a good, and they definitely made me feel like I was like an ugly duckling. I'm gonna, like, they're like, they just kind of hope that I would turn into a swan kind of thing. But yeah, just my siblings were very like athletic and popular, so it just like, and I was the opposite, like complete opposite, like just wanted to like blast music and like watch movies. And I didn't feel any endorphins from sports at all. And made me actually puke, because fun fact, I don't know why, I'm actually a really fast walker if you've met me in real life. If you've met me in real life, you know that, like, I don't know what it is. I'm just an extremely fast walker. But as far as running, it's still an issue to this day, but ever since I was a child, if I run and like strenuate myself to a certain point, I will throw up. I don't know what like the gut problem is there. Maybe I'll find it when I'm older. That has another big contributing factor, the fact that my parents didn't take me to the doctors a lot, but that's another story in itself. So yeah, and it's kind of like the whole like being, I don't know, not, I wouldn't say ignored by my parents, but like compared, but like, and like just like, why can't you be like them? It's kind of like the whole middle child complex as well mixed in there, because you like the whole being a middle child, you kind of feel like neglected more than the others, even though like we're all at one point all getting neglected in some form or another, but like you just felt neglected the most because they just like, you, in somewhere in your little mind, you like just don't think they care about you as much. It's kind of like a really like emotional roller coaster to go through, like as like a child or like as an adolescent, like to think that like your own family like wishes you were different or like the same as all of them, just kind of like fit in. But I didn't want to fit in, and it was just like hard for them to understand, maybe. Know, but I just like never really felt like good enough, and especially on my birthday I never felt special, you know, like I want to give you some examples of like, especially in my adolescence, like I feel like I just was treated like nothing, like just another to-do list, checklist kind of thing, like another chore kind of thing, or at least that's how it was reflected to me. It was kind of like they would remember, like, yeah, in my adolescence, like they would just remember as my birthday, and like, yeah, I think the last party I had was when I was 10, was at like the bowling alley. That was the last party I had, I think, because I think I was in grade 7 or 8, I don't remember, I've had, a little party at a, like, it was like a jewelry making store, and I like invited like a couple friends like who didn't, like I said, I had a couple like childhood friends, and then my sister invited a couple of her friends, and we all went, made jewelry, and then like had like what's it called, if you live in Hespler in Cambridge, there's, like, this sandwich place. I forget what it was called. But, it's really good. And we got a catered and, like, made jewelry. I think that's the last part they had. And like I said, it was inside because it's February 1st, right? So it's dead of winter. And, so then I had my, yeah, so I had my 10th birthday. And then, like, I don't even know what happened. I think there was a lot of trauma going on, like, in between, like, my 10th and my 13th birthday. So I probably didn't have, like, an 11th or 12th. Or, like, we rarely did anything. We probably did maybe, like, a cake or something. So, and even, like, a cake doesn't really make me feel special because I know that everyone else is, like, getting a cake no matter what, which is, it kind of does, that sentence right there, just, I do appreciate the cake, you know, but, like, everyone gets to have the cake, and, like, I know that it's gonna happen anyways, and, like, one year my mom spelt my name wrong on a cake, oof, that was a winner, winner, chicken dinner, but, like, the cake doesn't make me feel special, like, I feel like gifts is definitely not my love language. There's a couple that are the top for my love language, but it's a whole nother thing. But yeah, I just never felt like it was a big deal. And yeah, like I said, the last birthday party that I had was my 13th. And in my adolescence, like when I was in high school, I didn't have birthday parties. That wasn't a thing, which is like whatever. But even my 16th birthday, I didn't even have a party, and both of my siblings had a 16th birthday party. I did not. I always remember that. Like, I always remember that I never had a 16th birthday. I literally did nothing on my 16th birthday. But both, like, because, like I said, at one point, not all of my siblings were living with me, and it was just me and my two other siblings. There was only three of us at one point, and then at one point only two of us, so on and so forth. It just dwindles on from there. But when there was the three of us, like I said, my brother got a 16th birthday, and my brother wasn't into birthdays, but like my parents kind of convinced him to have one, but it kind of went to shiz because of the Hespler people he hung out with. Some of them were kind of whack, but my sister got a 16th birthday also, and I was at the Mandarin. I was there. And that was cool, too. But yeah, I don't remember doing anything on my 16th birthday. And as far as my 14th and my 15th, I don't even remember them. I don't remember what I got. I don't remember doing anything. Besides, like I said, the whole cake dynamic, and it was kind of like the filler, like, it was kind of like, okay, it's your birthday, you're getting a cake, like, you, and that kind of, like, made up for, like, ignoring my birthday all day long, or ignoring me all year long, and I also, like I said, it's that the cake was just, like, kind of, like, nothing, because it's, everyone gets a cake on their birthday in my family dynamic, so it just kind of didn't feel special. Even if, like, people can call me whatever for saying that, but, like, cake just didn't, in my mind, like I said, the love language, it just didn't fulfill with my environment. I just didn't feel like it was, I don't know. It's just, like, so hard to, like, watch, like, everyone else in your family, their birthday is, like, they're treated so, like, unique and special, and that it's their day, you know, like, there's hype around it. There was always hype around my family members' birthdays, and then for my birthdays always just sucked. So, like I said, I didn't have a 16th, and then 17th, I had school. And I remember, um, my mom wrote me a note on the kitchen table. And, like, said happy birthday. Because, like, my parents did that a lot. Because they both worked full-time when I was younger. So they would write notes for us on the table. Sometimes they were nice notes. Sometimes they were mean notes. This one was, you know, it was a happy birthday note, so it was pretty nice. you know, but sometimes there were mean ones where it was, like, telling us a list of things to do or, and whatever. But this one is my birthday. It was my 17th birthday, and like I said, my parents worked full-time, so, like, they would leave notes for us, like, maybe in the morning or, like, after school. We would, like, get a note after school. And I don't remember if it was in the morning, because sometimes, like, my parents would leave earlier, like, whatever, because I took the bus when I was in high school, to go to school. Anyways, I don't remember if it was in the morning or it was when I got home, but there, on the kitchen table, it, like, said, like, happy birthday, and I think it had a car. I don't even remember if it had a car, to be honest, and it had a magazine and $5 bill. So just to repeat myself, there was a magazine and a $5 bill. And this is, I'm not sure if I should mention this part, because it's kind of bad, because it kind of makes my mom look kind of like, she does, I want to reiterate that my mom does, like, care about, image a lot. She cares a lot about what people think, like, before I say what I'm going to say. She cares a lot about what people, like, think about her and, just, like, how she's perceived. Like, that's her biggest thing, is how she's perceived, how people perceive her, how people perceive her family, how people perceive me. It was definitely, like, instilled into me that I should always be caring what people think. I realized that later. That's not what you should be doing, by the way. If anyone's confused, it's not what you should be doing. You should be doing your what you want to do. But that's how I was raised, was that you should be, like, worrying about what others are thinking about you, and, like, how would they, like, think, or, like, what would, like, literally, I would, that, these are sentences that have come in my mother's mouth, where she's literally saying, like, how would this person think, or, like, how would they think if they're, like, seeing this right now, or looking at you right now, or whatever. And I was literally taught to, care about what people think. I literally was constantly in my mind, I feel like I was constantly in my mind because of that, like, thinking that people were thinking about what I was doing all the time. But, like, in reality, people are just, like, doing what they're doing, right? But in my mind, I was constantly, like, thinking, oh, like, this person's perceiving me a certain way, because I thought people were constantly thinking about, like, worried about what I was doing. But in reality, people don't really care. They're just kind of, like, worried about their own problems, unless, like, they have, like, issues. But anyway, people, like, but genuinely, people, like, in general, people just, like, don't really care. Like, they're just living their own life, you know, kind of thing. And, like, but for some reason, like, she's just very worried about, like, image, and, like, there's definitely some deep-rooted reasons why. But, so, like I said, so 17th birthday, got the magazine, got the $5, I was psyched. I think it was in the morning, because I think I remember telling my friends, and they were like, what the, but I might have told them the next day also, so I could be wrong. But I think I remember spending the $5, like, on lunch, legitimately just, like, lunch at school. And, okay, so I had this thing where I would go to dinner with, my aunts when I was younger, around my birthday, because they just wanted to, like, just, and usually I'd go with my sister, too, like, whoever's birthday it was or whatever. So I end up doing that, I think, like, a few days later, like, on the Saturday or something, or, like, the Friday. And they, this is going to sound so bad. Like, it's just, this is going to sound so bad, and I don't want to, like, dredge up anything. But, so, yeah, magazine, it's my 17th birthday, $5, spent it on lunch, it's all good. I read the magazine. It was great. It was so good. And so I went out to dinner with my aunts, and they ended up giving me, like, I think it was, like, $50, okay? And, I get home, and I told my mom this, because, like, she obviously asked me, like, how, when, she always asks, like, what I got, or, like, what did, whatever. And, like, she just asked me, and she was very surprised. Like, imagine, like, getting your own child $5 for, like, their birthday and a magazine. And the magazine's, like, $5, so I guess, like, $10 in total. Like, imagine only getting your kid $5, and then their aunt gets them $50. Like, just... like, I probably would have felt, like, pretty bad, and I don't know what I would have done in that situation, but she ended up giving me $20 just from hearing that. I don't really know why. Like, she didn't really say anything when she gave it to me, but she just gave me $20, and I was like, okay. It was just, like, it was just so, like, what? So, like, it was just, like, constantly, like, worried about, like, how others were going to perceive her, because, like, she probably thought that I had told my aunts about the $5 in magazine thing, which I don't remember if I did. Maybe if they asked me, maybe I did tell them. I don't remember, but just, like, she was just very worried about how others, especially as a parent, like, she didn't want people to perceive her as, like, a bad parent. And even, like, me at 17, like, I'm kind of, like, your parental role's kind of dwindling at this point already, so it's just, like, I don't understand, but whatever. She gave me $20. For my 18th birthday, when I was 18, applied to college. I actually didn't end up going, which is random, more random fun facts with Amelia, but yeah, I applied to college when I was in grade 12. And I was planning to go to college. I was planning to go to either Fanshawe or Conestoga. I also applied to Mohawk. So yeah, I was planning to go to college when I was in grade 12. And I was getting prepared for that. So a few months before my 18th birthday, I went to my dad. Because, like, if I was going to go to anyone out of my parents, I was going to go to my dad to talk about this. Because he's, like, has some logic in his brain where I could, like, you know, just, like, kind of, like, present my pitch, my idea, whatever. And I pitched to him this idea that, like, for my 18th birthday, because I, like, the whole 17th birthday fiasco, like, I wasn't, this is why I went to him. I was like, okay, here, hi, sir, you know, like, I was like, hello from the other side, but, like, I was like, hey, daddy-o, this is what I want to go down. Like I said, my birthday's right after Christmas. So I was like, Dad, I am going to college next year. Didn't actually go, but this is my pitch. I was like, I'm going to college next year. I really need a computer. Can you please work something out to, like, get a, like, my 18th birthday? I would really like a laptop. So I can go to college with a laptop, so I, like, don't have to just, like, do everything in the library, you know? Because that would have been interesting. It would have been doable, like, it's been done, but, like, it just was not ideal, and I just, like, I made this whole pitch to him, this whole thing about, like, how I needed it, this whole thing, and I said the big finishing line I put, I was, like, And, like, at first he laughed at me. He was like, ha, 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 like, okay, yeah, right. And like literally, but then I was like, I won't care about getting Christmas gifts. That was the big thing. I was like, I will not like I you don't have to get me any Christmas gifts, but please get me a laptop. Like buy like the laptop on like Boxing Day, because like it's right before my birthday, and then you'll get a deal. You don't have to get me anything for Christmas, like to like. You know, big present-y, get me chocolate. I don't know, like in a stocking, cause we always got a stocking also. Like, get me a stocking, but don't get me a present, you know? And he just kind of like, you know, kind of hems and haws. And he eventually, like, they do agree eventually to purchase me a laptop for my 18th birthday, like on Boxing Day, okay? So I do get a laptop. Fun facts, I did have that laptop for quite a while, but it did get stolen at one point, and that's a whole nother story in itself. But, and my dad's laptop was stolen, and my mom's camera, and her phone, but in one swoop. But that's a whole nother story in itself. But yeah, so I did get this eight for my 18th birthday. I did get a laptop. Woo, like the literally big victory of any birthday that I've ever had is my 18th birthday, because I pitched this idea to my dad. You know, I made this whole negotiation. But the fact that I even have to negotiate for my own birthday should tell you something about my family dynamic. Because they don't, like I said, they just don't think about it. It's kind of, like I said, it's just treated like, kind of like, oh yeah, oh yeah, that's a to-do list, like, check, it's off, like, we left the note on the counter, kind of like literally. We left the note on the counter. We've done our job. Like, we are good to go. But like, so it's just like I knew that if I wanted a gift, a good gift that I actually, you know, wanted, I would have to pitch it to them, because there was no like, let's think of an idea to get for the or you know an event or planning or anything. There was none of that. Absolutely not. It, like I said, it was treated like a chore, which sucked. It's like, so I just didn't feel special on my birthday. And like, as a teenager, you don't feel special to begin with, okay? Like, legitimately, who feels special when they're 17? Not a lot of people. And the fact that you literally wake up and you're like, magazine $5 from my own parents. Like, not even just from like the lady across the street. Like, you would expect that from the lady across the street, right? Not from your parents. Like, think about that. And it's just like, okay, so I really want to talk about my 19th birthday, because it's probably the worst. And that's probably why I gave all hope for birthdays, like, ever in my life, of like my parents actually like giving a poop about my birthday, or like actually like besides like saying happy birthday, and or like, you know, just like the basic, the like the bare minimum, literally the bare minimum. It's just I from this point on I knew. Because I'm turning 27, just so everyone's aware. I don't think I said that yet. I'm turning 27 today, on February 1st, 2021. I'm turning 27. But yeah, my 19th birthday, I knew from that point on that like my parents would just never like make me feel special on my birthday. Like, it just, and like I probably should have known it before that, considering what I've been saying. But like, my 19th, it was confirmed. I was like, okay, so it's just like not like a thing. Also, like I started to see like, you know, other dynamics of other families and like my friends or whatever, and I started to see that people actually like get hyped about birthdays and get treated special on their birthdays, and like it's a big deal. Like, they're treated like a queen or a king on their like their birthday, legitimately. And it's just all about them on their birthday, and it's just like this whole big like event, is someone's birthday in a family. And the fact that I would go to my house and it wasn't like that, like specifically for me for some reason. But like my other siblings too, just like mine was specifically like the dead of winter, so it was really, really bad neglectful of the birthday. Like, my siblings, obviously, like, their birthdays started to dwindle too as time went on. But they both, like I said, they both got a 16th birthday even. I did not. Maybe it's because I didn't, like, I don't, like, I just didn't get one because they didn't want to, like, they couldn't have it at their house because there's not enough, like, room for inside anyway, right? So that was always the issue, was the space issue. We moved to a different house when I was in grade 12. My last year of high school, we moved from the house that I was conceived in. Don't ask me why. My parents don't live there anymore, so that should say something. We lived there for a few years, like, I think, like, 5. I don't remember how long my parents lived there, but, so, like, to this day, like, the 19th birthday is just, like, the worst. And, like, it's not even, like, I'm just, like, complaining about, like, oh my god, like, my parents only got me this for my birthday. Like, this is so bad. Like, it's just, like, it's just, the whole feeling of it was just not good. Like, they just didn't treat me like I was special on that day or at all, really, during the year. But, like, specifically on that day, it hurt the most because I knew, like, it was my birthday, and the whole, like, 16 candles thing, you know, that whole sad story. I just knew that, like, I was supposed to be, like, birthdays are supposed to be, like, this big day where you're celebrated as a person. You're supposed to be celebrated as a person, right? Like, people are supposed to celebrate who you are and be like, I'm glad you're here, I'm glad you were born. I didn't get that message. I didn't get the message of I'm glad you were born. That's a pretty sucky message to get from your parents every single birthday. So that they, like, really weren't that glad, you know? So my 19th birthday, just like a preface, I guess, to even if this makes, because it's not going to make sense. So like I said, we moved when I was 17. So I was going into grade 12. It was like, literally, like, August, September, we were moving into the new house, when I was going into grade 12. So I was still living there when I was working, when I was, 19. And, like, I had this really bad issue when I was 19. I had, and sometimes I still do have it, but not as bad, obviously, because I do need to sleep because I'm a mother, but I had a really bad insomnia issue, where I would stay up pretty late, and I would have my light on, and my parents' room was right next to mine in the new house, and my mom claimed that the light from my room would shine to the backyard and shine into her room, and that she wouldn't be able to sleep and would keep her up. And I was just like, she wasn't really, like, first of all, wasn't really worried that I, like, was having sleeping issues. Like, had no comment about that, by the way. No, like, no really concern for that at all. It was just kind of, like, whatever to her. Like, I literally was having insomnia issues. And her, like, solution was just, like, you know, go to sleep, whatever. Which isn't, like, you can't just, it's not that easy. So, like, she's like, you know, keeps me up, you know, and this is before my birthday. This isn't on my actual birthday. This is, like, I don't know, like, a couple weeks before my birthday, okay, my 19th. And, you know, she comes to my room and she's talking to me about this, well, really arguing with me about this. And I was like, you know, like, I need to lie down to see what I'm doing. Like, it's not, like, you know, especially, like, if I'm eating or whatever, because I would wake up and I need to eat or whatever. And then her solution, she's like, okay, well, what if I go to, like, a store, like, even, like, Value Village even, or, like, wherever, and get you a lamp so then, you know, you can see in the dark, you know, with the big light off, because I can't have the big light on. Like, her thing was, like, get the, turn the big light off or whatever, right? So I won't, don't want the big light on, so I'll get you a lamp, so then I'll be able to sleep, and then you can still see. I'm like, okay, sounds like a good solution. Little did I know, a few weeks later, on my 19th birthday, well, like I said, the birthdays haven't been good from the beginning. Never felt special. We've been through this, you know? But this was when I was like, okay. So I wake up on my 19th birthday, and you know what I received for my 19th birthday in a bag? A lamp. That's right. My mother purchased a lamp for my 19th birthday. So, my mom gave me a present for herself for my 19th birthday, is the gist of that. She got a present for herself to benefit herself and gave me a card with it. It was purple. It was my favorite color. That was about it. But yeah, it was literally, when I had the conversation about the lamp, I didn't, like, correlate it to my birthday at all. Like, I wasn't, you know, I was just kind of like, okay, you know, but she was gonna get this lamp because she needs to sleep, because she needs to work, or at that time she did, yeah. But, like, so she literally bought me a birthday present that she was gonna get so she could sleep. Anyway. And like I said, that's when I was like, that was the biggest kick in the face of my life. One of them. Anyway, I've had a lot. What am I saying? But like, that was one of them. I was like, wow, it's really like this, huh? Like, I was like, wow, like, you're just like really like selfish. Like, that's when I knew I was getting like raised by, like, not really raised at that point, but like living, like, my blood was like narcissist, completely. And I was just like, what the, I don't, like, I was just like baffled at, like, and I kind of like, you know, I was just like, wait, so you got a present? Like, I was like, I didn't think that was gonna be my birthday present. Like, what? So yeah, that was just like the most, well, one of the most mind-boggling birthday moments for me. And that's when our relationship definitely like went even more downhill than it already was. Because like, I just realized that my family doesn't think like I'm anything really special enough to celebrate, you know? That's what it comes down to, is that I never thought my parents, like, thought I was good enough to, or special enough to celebrate, or, like, I just feel like they thought really selfishly a lot of the time, especially my mom. She's definitely a very selfish thinker, which is not a really good mentality to have. On top of, like, caring what people think all the time, when you have four children who are, like, being raised by you, and that's what, the image that you're, and the message you're sending to them. So yeah, that's why, like, the present day is, like, it's still, like, at 27 today, like, I still don't feel like it's special, really. I feel really special that Lily is like, she's four now, so she's like getting to make me cards and be like, mom, it's your birthday, you know? But like, and it's the sweetest thing ever, and I'm really glad that that's beginning, because now maybe we'll get to treat each other's birthdays like special, how like they're supposed to be, like hyped around, like I was talking about, like you're supposed to be celebrating who this, like, who they are, and that they're, you know, alive, and that they're in your life. That's at least I think of it now. And as far as, like, Lily's birthdays goes, I want them to be, like, I want her to feel like, right now she's in a princess phase, so, like, she's in a princess phase, so, literally a princess, or, like, just, like, special. I want her to feel, like, the, like, all the love in the world on that day. I literally, all the love, that she's the most special person, human being on this planet. Like, that's how I want her to, like, and feel just so happy on that day, and, like, go to bed, like, so, like, that was the best day of my life. Literally, like, I want her to, like, think that. I've never felt this. I don't think I've ever had a birthday where I'm like, that was the best day of my life, or, like, because I feel like I've talked to people where they're like, they talk about, you know, someone's best days of their lives are, like, really good days, and some people do talk about, like, oh my god, my birthday was so, like, that was awesome, like, you know, like, and especially, like, having parties or whatever. And it's just, like, I don't get to tell those stories. Maybe I will now that I'm, like, getting older and I get to do everything for myself, and, like, get to plan it myself and all of that stuff. And now the circumstances are also changing, because also I was living in a homeless shelter with my kid for the last few years, so it's not like birthdays were, like, really a thing. It's not like we could have parties at a shelter. So maybe now that we're, like, branching out now and not in the shelter system, also we'll be able to treat birthdays like they're meant to be treated, which, like I said, like, I just want us to feel, like, valued and, like, thought of and, like, loved. And it's not even about gifts. Like, I don't even really, it's about the feeling. It has nothing really to do with gifts or, like, money or anything like that. It's materialistic items, like, don't really matter, because stuff is just stuff. It's like, I don't know. I don't own any of those things anymore, you know what I mean? Kind of thing. Like, things can always be replaced. It's my mentality. So it's not really about that. It's the feeling and, like, even, like, the time and effort, or, like, the planning, or, like, even just the tender, loving care that is supposed to be put into birthdays. That's what it's, like, all about. Like, making someone feel special, because that's the day that they were, like, brought into this world, you know? That's the day that they were a person. That's the day they became a citizen, you know? Like, I feel like it should be a celebrated thing. It just, at this point in life, it doesn't feel a big deal to me still. And I'm trying to get out of that mindset where it's, like, I want Lily to feel like birthdays are special. And, like, she made me feel so special my birthday. So I think she knows and wants birthdays to be special. And I plan to make them as special as I can, you know, for her. Like, I want that for her, where she doesn't feel like I felt. And I also have the, like, capacity to do that, and I'm also self-aware of all these, like, underlying issues that could go on. And I also only have one child. Like, if to play devil's advocate here, my parents did have four children, so, like, there is some, like ease way there. Like, I kind of understand in that aspect, but, like, it wasn't just for, like, birthdays, though. It was just everything. I just never felt was special, not even on just my birthday, just, like, any day of the year. I was, like I said, I was saying before, the whole sibling complex, and I just constantly felt compared, or that I was treated differently than my other, like, I felt like I was definitely treated, like, not on a pedestal, and that they were on a pedestal kind of thing, and that I should be, like, living up to them. Which is, like, I feel like that's so twisted. Like, I feel like we're each person is our own, like, individual, and that, like, we all have things that are good about us and that are unique about us, and there's things about us that, like, there's things about us that someone may never like about you, but that's okay. Like, that doesn't mean it's a bad trait. Just someone may never will like about you, and that's okay. But, like, I feel like we're all beautiful. I feel like we're all, like, have beautiful in us, you know? There's beauty there in all of us. It's whether you choose to, like, accept the beauty and, like, also embrace the beauty and don't deny your beauty also, you know? And don't try and live up to anything besides your own sense of beauty. I feel like a lot of people rely their sense of beauty or self, like, self-worth on, like, other people, or, like, comparing themselves to other people, you know? I feel like people just scroll through Instagram and just, like, oh, I wish I had this, or I wish I had this person's, you know? And just, like, I, like, don't want anyone ever to, like tear themselves down because they're comparing themselves to anyone else. Like, that just sucks. And, like, the fact that I was literally raised to do that, I was raised to be like, well, why, comparatively, aren't you doing this? And it's just, like, sucks to have, like, that mentality, like, instilled in you and, like, literally injected into you. Like, it's like hepatitis B shot, like, you know, like, literally, like, here's some nurture that is gonna, like, slightly damage you and traumatize you. It's fine. Everything's fine. What do you mean? I literally have a pin that my best friend got me. It's the meme that's, like, everything is fine, like, everything's on fire, you know? She called me that pin that says, it's fine. Everything's fine. I literally was so in love when she got that for me, because it's just, everything is fine. The room's on fire. It's fine. Everything is okay. It's gonna be fine. I feel like that, like, just is my entire, like, mantra. It's like, it's fine. What do you mean? The room's on fire. It's okay. We're gonna be fine. I don't know what you mean. I just think it's so funny. Like, I feel like it's a kind of like a running joke with me and my friends, where we're just like, it's fine. Like, everything is fine. Everything's okay. Like, it's just fine. Sorry, a little tangent there. But yeah, I don't want anyone, especially my own daughter, to ever feel like she's not special and that she's compared to anyone else. Like, you don't compare. Like, I tell her all the time, like, you don't compare to anyone else. Like, I love you more than anyone else. Like, you're the most special person in the entire universe. And I tell her how intelligent she is and how funny she is and how sweet she is and, like, how loving she is. Like, all, like, I want her to be raised, like, to know that she is good enough, because I did not feel like I was good enough. I feel like I had to, like, keep changing and keep trying to, like, mold into something else. This is kind of a sad thought. I didn't even, like, think about this, but, like I said, my parents, especially my mother, was constantly trying to mold me into something, and it had a lot to do with my body, and, like I said, I have a very low metabolism, and my body is not built like my other siblings. It's just not. I'm curvy all the way, thick thighs save lives, but, it was just, yeah, it was very, like, they tried to, like, mold me and try and, because they knew that if I was, you know, thin and pretty, I would maybe stop getting bullied or something and become popular somehow. I don't know what they thought, but they just thought that, like, that was working for my other siblings, so it made sense, I guess. I don't understand it now, but I was a child. I was being raised that way, so every, like, you know how you blow out the candles on your birthday? Do Do you want to know what my wish was every year? And it's so twisted to think about it now. Like, I'm like, how is that your wish? I wish I was skinny. Every year. I don't wish I was skinny now. So let's just make that clear. I don't wish I was skinny now because, like, I have learned to, like, love myself for who I am and, like, especially my own body. Like, I love my body now. I'm very comfortable with my body. But growing up, I was definitely not, because my parents were instilling to me that my body wasn't ideal. And that's a whole nother topic in itself about, like, body image and body positivity. But, like, that should just give you a perspective of, like, I just never felt like I was good enough. And that I was constantly compared to my siblings. Like, that was the biggest thing, was, like, I was definitely different, like, weight-wise. Which, it should, like, weight doesn't matter. Like, it's the person you are inside. And I know that now. And it's literally, like, the character you have. Like, if you don't have a beautiful soul, I don't even want to, like, associate with you, you know? Like, it doesn't really matter how you look. That doesn't even matter to me as an adult, right? But being instilled in, like, that you should be goaling yourself to be thin and to lose weight, it just wasn't a good thing to have when I was growing up, definitely. I didn't know that at the time, obviously. I thought that was just normal. But every time I blew the candles, I wished I was skinny because all the people around me were skinny. And that's so twisted. Like, that's so twisted. I love my sister, you know? Like, and it's not anything, like, against my siblings at all. It's just, like, I just wished I was at the time, because then I wouldn't have, I don't know, I thought I wouldn't have as many issues with my family or, like, school, or, like, because that's what I was being taught, that I thought I wouldn't have as, like, much trouble in life if I was thin. And that's not true. That's so not true. But I was literally taught that to, like, you know, if you're, the way to success, the way you're going to be successful is to be popular and to be thin. Literally, that's a perception I was getting. So every birthday cake I blew out, maybe that's why I didn't really like the cake, because everyone was just around me and I was blowing them out. And I knew what my wish was, is that I was skinny like all of them. And that's such, like, and, like, I've never told anyone that, because you know how, like, when you're a kid, everyone's like, don't tell us what your wish was. And I'm like, okay, I won't. And, like, in reality, I'm having this, like, total body image issue that no one knows about. And it's just, like, I'm literally wishing on my birthday cake every year that I'm like my siblings and that I fit in, basically. Literally, I just say I wish I was skinny. Like, that's all I would say when I was blowing it out in my mind, is that I wish I was skinny. Even, like, 11-11, you know how people make a wish on 11-11? I would wish I was skinny. Like, it was just, like, like, just not a good mindset to have as a child, as an adolescent, as an adult at all. I don't think anyone should compare their body or themselves in general to anyone. Like I said, we're all beautiful in different ways. And I've learned to appreciate everyone's, like, parts of them that are beautiful and the flaws, and, like, if the flaws happen to be too toxic, I cut the energy out, because I don't want any negative energy flowing into Lily and I's life, you know? I don't want any people wishing harm on me or spreading hate or spreading negative, like, any negative thinking at all. So that's a major reason why I've cut off a lot of my family members, is because of the negative thinking and the judgmental atmosphere that they create. They're constantly questioning all my decisions and everything that I'm doing, and you know, the way that I look and or how I'm being perceived or whatever. I don't worry about any of those things, and my family seems to care a lot about what the about all of those things, and talking about all of those things also, and just like also talking bad about other family members to each other. That's probably the worst part about it, but I'm just not about that, like, you know, negative energy. So I just steer clear from like a lot of my family members because of that reason, because like that's all they like to do is just spread negative vibes, and I don't want to spread negative vibes. I'm all about sending good vibes, all good vibes. Like, I just want everyone to be kind to one another and relate to one another. If you are, you know, overflowing negative energy into my life and being judgmental or like spreading hate towards me, or, you know, I don't want to associate with that at all. And I don't want my child to think that's okay too. I don't want her to think judgment's okay. I don't want her to think negativity is all right. I've done a pretty good job instilling that negativity isn't okay and that judgment isn't okay and that you shouldn't judge anyone, but I don't want anyone around her that would put that message out there to her, you know, or in any negative energy at all. I just want her on her birthdays, every birthday that she has, to feel, well, every day, really, every day of her life, but especially on her birthday, I want her to feel like, I am so glad you were born, because I did not feel like that when I was younger. I want her to feel every, like, I want her to say on her birthday, that was the best day of my life. I've never said that, and I want her to say that. And why I want her birthdays to be memorable, and maybe mine can start being memorable too. We'll see if I can start trying to like make my birthday as special as I try to make everyone else's. I don't know. So yeah, happy birthday to me. February 1st. I'm turning 27, so now I'm 27. I'm 3 years away from 30 years old. I'm getting up there, guys. So if anyone wants to talk about any of the things that I discussed today, you can follow me on all my socials. So TikTok and Twitter, which is the ones that I'm most active on, is Amelia Joyce's. So Amelia Joyce with an S at the end. And then Instagram is just Amelia Joyce. So that's EmeliaJoyce. And then an S at the end for TikTok and Twitter. But yeah, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, I'm really active on all of those. And if you want to ask me a question about even my childhood, I'm honestly open about it. Like, and I've definitely healed a lot, like, especially in the last few years about it. And if you want to ask me, if you're like confused about anything ever, just shoot me a message on one of those and I will answer you, and I'll be open and honest as I possibly can. And I will go, like, I will dive deep if you really want me to do an essay, seriously. But yeah, literally, if you have any questions ever. And I also, for this episode, I made a Spotify playlist, and it's called Birthday, and these are just like a list of songs that are either relating to birthday, which like just like ones I just like thought at the top of my head, or songs that have gotten me through a lot of birthdays where it just sucked, you know, and I've played those songs on my birthdays and they've just, you know, given me the hype that I needed. Like I said in the first episode, music is definitely a healing thing for me, so I try to spread music as much as I can in all types of ways. So yeah, I made a Spotify playlist. It will be linked with this episode. Next episode is next week, and I'm gonna talk about becoming homeless and like how that even became to be. I touched on it a little in the first episode, but I'm gonna really go through like the timeline of what even happened there, like how I even got there with her, and like, you know, I'm gonna go through that and becoming homeless next episode, next week on Thursdays at 3 p.m. and also the uploaded podcast. But yeah, I'm gonna stop blabbering about how my birthday sucks now, and I hope you have a good rest of your week. I'm sending good vibes to all of you. Peace and love, everyone. It's Amelia Joyce signing off now. Bye.